Lately, I've been using a new product that I really like. It's called Superbeads. It's based on Nobel Prize winning research and the nitric oxide principle. Nitrates are converted to nitric oxide in the body, which is the secret to Superbeads activity. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeads.com. That's 800-738-2198, intelligentbeads.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is a number should you care to call. And we got lots to talk about. We're going to talk about a GMO law that is designed to keep you in the dark. Also, a new study on the benefits of beet juice for athletic performance. And your phone calls, 888-302-3684. Also, a study that suggests that even a small amount, even a, you know, you might think, well, moderate your intake of soda. Well, according to a new study, moderation will not mitigate the harmful effects of soda intake. 888-302-3684. Before we get to your calls and some of today's stories, I have to share with you some very sad news indeed. And some of you may have heard, some of you not. But this weekend, we mourn the death of one of my good colleagues, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez was a cancer integrative cancer doctor par excellence. He and I had parallel careers. We started around the same time, and we talked to each other frequently. I interviewed him many times on Health Talk and also subsequently on Intelligent Medicine. I think our most recent interview was in the month of March, and you can actually find some of the interviews that I did with him at drhoffman.com. And he was a very, very original thinker and a very, very dedicated doctor, a guy who was always available to his patients and treated the most challenging patients with very advanced cancer who often were not likely to respond well to conventional therapy. And he had very unusual methods that included very, very strict diet, heavy detoxification, coffee enemas, and the use of tons of supplements. I mean, I have patients taking, sometimes 20, 30 or more supplements, but he would have patients literally taking hundreds of supplements a day, very high doses of pancreatic enzymes, for example, and other supplements. And his methodology was unique. There wasn't anyone who was working the way he was working, but he was getting results. Not always. He wasn't curing the incurables always, but there were remarkable cases of remission in very challenging types of cancer. Pancreatic cancer was his forte. And Dr. Gonzalez was not only a great alternative doctor, but he was a real scientist. He spent lots and lots of time studying. So between his patients, his studies, he was extremely dedicated. He wrote very, very serious scientific books talking about the rationale for his therapy. He based his methodology on William Donald Kelly, who believed that there was metabolic uniqueness and that some patients might require a vegetarian diet, a very, very strict vegan diet, lots of raw foods and juices. Other patients would require high amounts of protein and fat. And unfortunately, he and I are about the same age. Unfortunately, he was not invulnerable in spite of the fact that he was so knowledgeable. He succumbed all too early to an apparent heart attack, which he suffered this week, and he was found unresponsive by a family member at home, and it was too late to save him. So we have, it's just a terrible loss to the integrative community, an inspiring figure, and someone who, you know, while I didn't practice similarly, I don't use many of the techniques that Dr. Gonzalez used. I respected him tremendously, and he was written about in Suzanne Summers' books and was a frequent guest on Carol Alt's TV program on Fox News, and very, very widely acknowledged as an innovative practitioner, very sincere, very well-respected, now gone from us. So, you know, dedicate this program to the memory of Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. 888-302-3684. Let's talk to David. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Great show. Nice to talk to you.
My pleasure.
I'm going to be 71 next month, and I had a lump in my testicle when I was age 32.
Mm-hmm.
So they removed the testicle, and they said it was a minor cancer. I don't know what, whatever. And I had a quarter dose of radiation.
Okay.
So my testosterone currently is 50, and because of my family status, a little bit, my brother and father had heart attacks. And the last endocrinologist I saw with my wife, he didn't recommend I take any testosterone because
right.
of my background, you know, I could have a, you know, a heart attack or something like that. Now,
right.
I'm active. I've lost 25 pounds last year. I'm 5'10". I weigh 185. Mm-hmm. I go to the gym and I play tennis. So is there a possibility that I might be able to take some testosterone or something in place of it, anything different?
Well, absolutely. And let me explain the situation to our listening audience. First of all, you have a remote history of possibly testicular cancer. I don't know what happened 30-some years ago, but that's gone. That's behind you. And so that's not a contraindication to testosterone therapy. But then there's this new notion that we have to be careful about administering testosterone to men at high risk for heart attacks. And I have to say this is a bit of a shibboleth. You know what that word means? It means sort of a false rumor or false narrative. And the reason I say that is that it's based on a study, which is actually a very poor study, that I believe appeared in the New England Journal of Medicine, possibly JAMA recently, which showed that men at a VA hospital, and actually it's remarkably some women were included in the study, who were given testosterone had a higher rate of heart attacks. And so as a result, they conclude that the testosterone was causing a problem. Now, the way they administered the testosterone in the study was a one-size-fits-all. Many of the men received very high doses of a synthetic testosterone that was administered via injection. They weren't treated to optimize their testosterone with frequent blood tests. And plus, the population in the VA hospital who took the testosterone were very high risk for heart disease. And so while I might be a little concerned about a man who has multiple risk factors for heart disease, not just family history, but you describe, yeah, family history, but you're thin, you're active, and, you know, you got things under control, you eat a healthy diet, testosterone can actually be beneficial for the heart. It increases the pumping action of the heart in congestive heart failure. One thing it does is it helps to reverse insulin resistance. And it helps men who are tired and lethargic build muscle and increase their exercise levels. So I think the net effect, and some studies have shown this, is that testosterone may be beneficial for the heart. This is a little bit akin to what happened with the Women's Health Initiative study that came out, I believe it was in the late 90s, which said that women who take estrogen have a greater risk of heart attacks. So millions of women were taken off of estrogen, many of them going through the tortures of the damned due to menopausal symptoms unnecessarily because of this association. And what they found later on reanalysis of the very same data is that women who took hormone replacement right at the time of menopause, you know, when they, you know, turned 50 or 52, that they actually benefited. They had a protective effect from the hormone replacement. It turned out that, many of the women in the study that indicted estrogen were older. They were started on estrogen in their 70s. Many of them were diabetic, overweight, had a high predisposition to heart disease. And it's true that hormones slightly thicken the blood and can increase the risk for blood clots. But when used properly, and, you know, my patients who get testosterone, they don't just get testosterone. We put them on a whole comprehensive program thin their blood with omega-3 fatty acids, protect them with lots and lots of healthy nutrients, encourage them to exercise and eat a really great diet. And they exercise, they're at lower risk for heart disease. So that's why I term this association a shibboleth. And I think your doctor is sort of playing, there are even commercials on TV. Sometimes, you know, you see these law firms trolling for plaintiffs, you know, and I think that scares doctors when they see that. They go, you know, look, the guy probably is going to feel better. He's, you know, he's 71. He's going to feel stronger. He's going to improve his mood, his motivation, his sex life. But I'm scared. Like, you know, maybe, you know, patients have a way of getting heart attacks. And then, you know, maybe he or his family, his state's going to come after me because I put him on testosterone. I'm just soon going to leave this guy high and dry. Why go there? You know, I'm going to retire in a few years anyway, and I don't want to be involved in a lawsuit. That's the way of medicine these days, unfortunately. But just, I mean, I really believe testosterone can be very beneficial. If your testosterone really is 50, that's abysmally low, and that could actually curtail your well-being.
Yes. Okay, so you said there might be some ways I can take some.
Absolutely, and I think you need a second opinion on that subject altogether. All right? Okay. Thank you very much for calling. A great question. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684. When we return, we're going to talk about an interesting study on beet juice in the news this week for enhancing athletic performance. Happens to coincide with one of our good sponsors, Superbeets. This is Intelligent Medicine.
If you could be more heart healthy just by drinking a glass of earthy vegetable juice daily, would you do it? Probably not. But what if this performance-enhancing veggie was transformed into a great-tasting circulation superfood drink? It's called Superbeets, and I can help you try it risk-free. Superbeets is loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body, and this equals an increase in energy and stamina without stimulants. Dietary nitrates are incredible for supporting healthy blood pressure, too. I drink Superbeets in the morning for energy, at the gym for extra long workouts, or in the afternoon as a pick-me-up without the jittery side effects. Call 1-800-664-5617 or go to danishootsbeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order, and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You also get the free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results that you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, danishootsbeets.com.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and live free. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm getting some frantic calls and emails that our website at drhoffman.com is down. And, yeah, we're working on it. I guess we got inundated with too much traffic and volume. But in the meantime, you can go to hoffmancenter.com, and check out all the great products that we offer there. This week, we're excited that we once again have Foundation Formula. We've reformulated it, and it's got natural vitamin E, mixed tocopherol vitamin E with tocotrienols. Instead of old-fashioned folic acid, it's got 5-methylfolate, and it's got bioavailable forms of magnesium constituting a one-stop shop for all your nutrition needs. Foundation Formula, make that your multi. Also, OsteoSupport, it's back too. Check it out at hoffmancenter.com. And when our website is up, lots more information at drhoffman.com. We're working on it as we speak. We got, you know, the hamster that runs the treadmill. I think they forgot to feed him, so he conked out. All right. Here's a study that just happened to come my way this week, and it just dovetails perfectly with one of our sponsors. which is Super Beets. And I've been talking to you about Super Beets, and this is a really legit phenomenon, nitric oxide and the use of beets to dilate the blood vessels and thereby promote optimal blood pressure and support athletic performance. It's the real deal. This technology is very exciting, and I'm very proud to have them as a sponsor. So here's the story from Science Daily. Drinking beet juice regularly may lengthen your workouts. And I'll read it verbatim. It's from the American Physiological Society. Beet juice is a dietary source of the molecule nitrate. When converted in the body, nitrate can dilate the blood vessels and increase blood flow, both important factors for exercise performance. Okay, in a new study from the American Journal of Physiology, healthy male subjects who drank beet juice for 15 days had lower blood pressure and more dilated blood vessels at rest and during exercise. Blood vessels also dilated more easily, and the heart consumed less oxygen during exercise with beet juice consumption. According to the researchers, the findings suggest that beet juice can be used as a dietary nutraceutical supplement to enhance oxygen delivery to the muscles and reduce the work the heart does during exercise. Exercise can be, quote, performed at a given workload for a longer period of time before the onset of fatigue, the researchers added. And I, you know, this is something that I do regularly. I had my Super Beets this morning. Now here's the commercial part. Super Beets now comes in a black cherry flavor. Some people, you know, in spite of the fact that Super Beets taste a heck of a lot better than beets, if taste was holding it back, now's the time to give the new black cherry flavor a trial. You'll get the benefits of three whole beets in just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. And both college and pro football teams and Olympic athletes now use it to boost their performance, so why don't you? It doesn't have a sugary taste of energy drinks, and it doesn't make me crash because it's all natural. And I can feel the energy it gives me within 20 minutes. And I want you to feel it, too. So join me and take the Intelligent Medicine Heart Health Challenge. And when you order two boxes of Neo 40, Neo 40 is a lozenge which dissolves on the tongue. And it's even easier than taking the Super Beets liquid. You'll get a 30-day supply of Super Beets free, so you can try them both. Plus, you get a free book about the science behind nitric oxide, free saliva testing strips so you can check your nitric oxide levels, free shipping along with a money-back guarantee. Neo 40 and Super Beets together, they're tested, patented, and they work. Plus, now Super Beets comes in black cherry flavor, so you have no reason not to give it a try. Call 800-738-2198. That's 800-738-2198. Or go to intelligentbeets.com. Again, that's 800-738-2198. Or go to intelligentbeets.com. And our number for questions, 888-302-3684. We got lots more to talk about on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine. We're going to talk about how even a daily habit of one sugary drink per day can negatively affect your metabolism. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
This traffic report from the bloodstream brought to you by Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Well, that inbound blood flow is really slowing down now due to plaque from cholesterol, but help's on the way from Kyolic. More than 750 peer-reviewed research studies indicate that Kyolic not only keeps circulation moving smoothly, it also helps improve a number of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic provides powerful antioxidants that help keep your arteries healthy.
It reduces homocysteine, a risk factor for heart disease. Unlike other garlic products, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is made from 100% organically grown garlic, is completely odorless, and won't upset your stomach. With all of these heart-healthy benefits, it's no surprise that Kyolic is the best-selling garlic supplement in the world. Look for Kyolic at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Help keep your system stay humming along with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract today.
For more intelligent medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And apropos that spot for Cedarside, Cedarside's making available a package to give away to a lucky listener. The Cedarside Original Biting Insect Spray Sample Pack with 1, 2.5, and 4-ounce spritzers. Convenient size for all your travel and daily needs. That's a $24 value, which will go to our next caller, who's Joe on Staten Island. How you doing, Joe?
How you doing, Dr. Hoffman? Great show.
Good. You got mosquitoes on Staten Island?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So you're going to spritz on that Cedarside Original Biting Insect Spray, and that's going to work for you.
Sounds great.
So just make sure you stay on the line and give it to our producer, Al. I'll give your address and phone and your personal information so that we can send it to you. So what's your question, please?
If you eat rich antioxidant foods and have a dairy products at the same time, will the dairy products neutralize the antioxidants?
I think I know where you got that idea from, because we've been talking about cocoa and the cocoa polyphenols. And when you add milk to the cocoa, it may neutralize some of the effects of the polyphenols. We also know that the way that the Brits drink tea, they drink tilk, you know, with lots of milk. And there's a lot of benefits to tea, but when you mix it with milk, some of the antioxidant value is neutralized by the milk. So the answer is I don't think we know whether that combination is going to interfere. But theoretically, I guess it's possible. So, okay. You know, that's as good an answer as I can give you. And, you know, maybe at some point they're going to do the research to determine if there's nothing like blueberries with heavy cream. That's a great combo if you tolerate dairy. But I'm not sure if that actually may take away from the proanthocyanidins that you get from blueberries. Blueberries are a premier brain food. They're really excellent for preserving your brain function. So you want to make sure you have a serving of blueberries daily. And that's a pretty, you know, palatable way of getting your blueberries, but I'm not sure that takes away from the benefits. That's a good question, though.
At this point, when you eat your blueberries, you know, would you restrain, you know, from having the cream with it?
Well, I don't eat dairy, so it's not a problem for me. I get nasal congestion whenever I consume a lot of dairy, so I stay away from dairy. I stay away from wheat, so that's not for me doesn't pose a problem. The answer is I don't know. And for people who tolerate dairy, it sounds perfectly okay with me unless I get information that the dairy will interfere. Theoretically, I guess it's possible, but I don't think it's really been demonstrated one way or another scientifically. All right, let me share this with you, listeners, which is, you know, the soda industry's mantra has been moderation. They now recognize that overwhelming science shows that soda consumption is responsible, at least in part, for our epidemic of obesity and early onset type 2 diabetes. Now, this is evolved a little bit the way that the cancer cigarette connection evolved. First, there's these very, very famous films and videotapes of cancer researchers and executives swearing. They lift their right hand and they swear, they get sworn in before Congress that their testimony will be truthful and accurate, so help me God. And they say that there is no evidence that there's a link between smoking and cancer or smoking and heart disease. And well, that was okay in the 1950s and 1960s, and now we know that settled science, conclusive proof exists. Same thing's happening when it comes to soda, but the soda industry now has revised their position. They're saying, look, don't have too much soda. Of course, that's bad. And then, you know, exercise and a little bit of soda can be consumed as part of a, quote, healthy lifestyle. And they even have made sodas more petite And, you know, that's kind of like the way they made filter cigarettes. You know, you got to smoke more to get your nicotine fix. So, you know, instead of drinking one can of soda, you got to drink two or three cans of little mini cans to get your sugar fix. So they can go with that. They can accommodate that particular consumer demand. But here's a troubling study that raises questions about the moderation proposition. A daily habit of sugar-sweetened drinks can boost your risk of developing the disease, even if you're not overweight. So, you know, clearly, you know, you got pre-diabetes, you're overweight, all right, you have no business having soda. But what they're saying is that even skinny and normal weight people may be vulnerable too. A new study published in the British Medical Journal finds that people in the habit of drinking just one sugar-sweetened beverage, such as a soda, but it doesn't have to be, you know, Coca-Cola. It can be sweetened tea. You see, some of these, you know, drinks are Trojan horses for lots of sugar. He's going, well, oh, hey, tea is healthy. Yeah, but it's a ton of sugar in there. And that's why you're sucking down your, you know, your can of tea. If you have just one sugar-sweetened beverage, such as a soda or sweetened tea, every day, you have an 18% increased risk of developing the disease over a decade. And that's compared with people who steer clear of sugary beverages. And to me, what that suggests, and by the way, for thin or normal weight people, one sugary drink per day was associated with a 13% increased risk. So they were not completely protected by the fact that they were normal weight. So what's going on there? Well, this my explanation for this is the word TOFI. It's an acronym, T-O-F-I, and that means thin outside, fat inside. Some people appear relatively normal weight, but metabolically, they are fat. They've got the metabolic predisposition to diabetes due to either their lifestyle or strong genetic susceptibility. And while they look fine, actually they're worse off than overweight people, because at least overweight people are self-conscious. People who are thin but have this, and I've come across quite a few people like that. We do a glucose tolerance test on a person who's ostensibly thin, and we go, oh my goodness, you have a lot of trouble handling sugar. Your blood sugar goes sky high, your insulin levels are excessive, and even though you look okay, you might be metabolically at risk for cardiovascular disease and diabetes. So diet sodas, what about diet sodas? Well, diet sodas may alter our gut microbes, and even though they are zero calorie, they may affect the microbiome, altering the way that the intestinal bacteria process carbohydrates, thus engendering higher risk for diabetes anyway. That explains the paradox of why people who drink a lot of diet soda don't lose weight and may have the same or even a higher risk of diabetes. So, you know, there is this amazing liquid that is very refreshing and has zero calories, and it's good for you, and it's super cheap, it's ubiquitous, it's called water. Drink it if you're thirsty, and don't go for sugary or artificially sweetened beverages, or even concentrated fruit juice. Concentrated fruit juice causes diarrhea in kids and predisposes them to obesity and diabetes. That's been demonstrated, so try water. 888-302-3684. Let's talk to, we've got Carol on the line. How you doing, Carol? Oh, and Carol's from Bergen County, New Jersey.
Hi, doctor. How are you?
Good.
I would like to know how to get more energy, balance hormones, and would like your opinion, recommendations. I had heard about maca, mm-hmm. and rhodiola might help.
Yeah, you shared with our call screener, Al, that you are menopausal. So did you notice
No,
Perry.
Age 48.
48. So, yeah, around that time, even though your periods haven't stopped, you know, there can be a little bit of a decline in energy. And so, yeah, you know, there are certain products that may help women along during that phase, and maca is one of them. It may help to offset menopausal symptoms. Rhodiola is a type of Siberian rhubarb. It's a Siberian herb, let's put it that way. And it is helpful. It's an energizing, antidepressant kind of herb. It's often recommended as a treatment for mild to moderate depression. It really works. But sometimes, you know, we like to do a more sophisticated analysis rather than just say, oh, you know, go to the health food store, try this, try that. Maybe there's an underlying cause. You know, many women at 48 have declining thyroid function. Or maybe your hormones are whacked out and, you know, maybe you need more progesterone. Often women in perimenopause need a little bit of natural progesterone. Or perhaps there's some kind of nutrient deficiency or malabsorbing nutrients. We'd have to know a little bit more about you. Or commonly, women at this age, you know, they gain a little weight, they become insulin resistant, and that causes them to feel kind of lethargic. So it's hard to know which you are without, sort of a sophisticated analysis, maybe some tests to find out precisely where the problem lies. But hey, for symptomatic relief, maca is fine. You know, give it a shot. You can try rhodiola. Those are helpful too.
Right, and anything else that comes to mind for hormonal balance or?
Well, one of the things that happens with, and look, I'm not saying this is the case with you, but many women at 48 have what's called estrogen dominance. And I've written an article about it. You can find it at drhoffman.com. There are certain nutrients that help when you're making too much estrogen and not enough progesterone. You may need some natural progesterone. You could take calcium D-glucarate. You could take Breveil, which is a flaxseed extract. Obviously, you know, there are lifestyle elements to this. More exercise, a lower carbohydrate diet can help this. Yeah, those are some of the things that could be helpful. It's a little hard to say, and you know, I don't want to shortchange you because you waited a long time to pose your question. But at the Hoffman Center, when we see patients, or when my nutritionist Layla Mudin sees patients, you know, we do kind of a detective work on, you know, what's going on here. Why precisely are you feeling out of sorts? And there many elements may go into this. And sometimes it's a matter of just, you know, going to the health food store and asking for the right supplement, like the quote menopause formula. But sometimes it's a matter of covering the underlying cause of the problem and addressing that, either with supplements or diet, lifestyle, exercise, and or sometimes natural hormone replacement therapy. That, too, can be beneficial sometimes. So there you have it. I mean, try maca, try rhodiola. Those are good. Calcium D-glucarate. Breveil, a good product for estrogen dominance. Those are some of the things that can make a difference. DIM, diindolmethane, which is a cabbage extract, also helps to balance the hormones at the time of menopause. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Cedarside.com has been a leader in the organics movement, creating natural do-it-yourself solutions to insect issues for nearly 20 years. We've only begun to understand the harmful side effects of synthetic chemicals and chemical insect sprays, but the findings are significant. Do-it-yourself natural solutions deserve our consideration. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Go to cedarside.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping or call 844-780-6727 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Replace all your personal and indoor chemical insect sprays with a single bottle of Cedarside Original. Go online to cedarside.com/Hoffman or call now 844-780-6727. Cedarside Original for people, pets, and premises. Say no to harmful synthetic chemicals today. Use cedarside.com for a chemical-free world.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And I'm happy to say that the drhoffman.com website is back and active. And you know, I guess they fed the hamster some super beats or something. So the hamster's running like mad on the treadmill and powered up the website, and it's now working, which is great because you can get some of the important content that we post there. We do podcasts during the week. Our weekend show is just part of the content that we create for you at drhoffman.com. Some great stories and some great podcasts, interviews with important figures in the field of complementary and alternative medicine, including this week a great interview about neurogenesis, the neurogenesis diet and lifestyle. We talked to Dr. Court Brandt about natural ways to enhance your brain function. Also, I did a clinical focus podcast on natural ways to prevent and even treat prostate cancer. All those are there for you at drhoffman.com. Plus, my featured article, Is Your Doctor a Psychopath? Find out by checking out drhoffman.com. Okay, I'm very unhappy to report that despite our strenuous efforts, the DARK Act was passed. It's dubbed the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act by supporters in Congress. And that's just weasel words. DARK stands for Deny Americans the Right to Know. They want to keep you in the dark about whether your products contain genetically modified organisms. And the House has passed the anti-GMO labeling law. What they want to do is they want to make it impossible for the public to learn whether products contain GMOs. They even want to preempt a state law that's set to take effect next year in Vermont, where the voters have voted in GMO labeling. They want federal regulations saying it's illegal to label products GMO, which is nuts. And I already expect that of the Republicans. They always side with industry on issues like this. But 45 Democrats crossed over to support the anti-GMO labeling law, which is very disappointing. They claim to be consumer advocates, and it's all about accepting political contributions from Monsanto and food manufacturers. In 64 other countries, they require labeling of GMO foods throughout Europe and much of the civilized world, but the United States can't see fit to label products as to whether they contain GMOs. And so we got to regroup and we got to push back against this because it still hasn't passed the Senate. There's still hope that we can stop the DARK Act. So check out ANH-USA for ways that you can become involved. All politics is local, whether you're Democrat or Republican. This is a terrible law and we need to stop it in its tracks. All right. Let's talk now to Lori in New Jersey. How you doing, Lori?
Hi. Hello, Dr. Hoffman?
Yeah, this is he.
Hi. I'm glad to I'm so glad you have this program. About 2 weeks ago, I think it was, you had a lady on your show that had talked about a replacement for Creon. Mm-hmm. I have, well, Barrett's syndrome and very bad acid reflux.
Right.
And I have been to an enterologist.
A gastroenterologist,
mm-hmm. Correct. To see about what I could do for this, and he told me that my acid was so bad at the time that I have something called Barrett's syndrome also.
Right.
And he recommended
pre-cancer,
Creon.
Pre-cancer, yeah, right. Okay, so yeah, Creon, for a listening audience, I mean, rhymes with Freon, but it's not antifreeze. It's it is a pancreatic enzyme, which is a prescription pancreatic enzyme that's used for people who have inadequate digestion. Now, the situation with Creon is a little bit akin to the situation with fish oil. You can get prescription fish oil, and it's often covered by insurance, which is an advantage to some people. But in some cases, now with the copays getting higher and higher, it gets super expensive, and you can do just as well with a high lipase pancreatin type of pancreatic enzyme that you get from the health food store, or you can order it from drhoffman.com. We use high lipase pancreatic enzymes for our patients, and they're more natural. They're not coated with talc and shellac and, you know, FD number 3 and number 5 food colorings and all kinds of extraneous ingredients that you don't need. And they're helpful for promoting digestion. Now, I'm not sure what the connection is between lack of pancreatic enzymes in your case and Barrett's esophagus. Barrett's esophagus is often thought to be a high acid condition. Presumably, you're also messing with your acidity by giving you an acid blocker. That's another story. Barrett's esophagus is a condition where the risk of progression to cancer is deliberately exaggerated. I mean, it's real, and we can't ignore it. But you know, they consign people to a lifetime on acid blocking medications because they once had Barrett's esophagus. The risk of developing esophageal cancer when you have Barrett's esophagus is often as low as 1 in 1,000 or 1 in 10,000. And yet the 999 or 9,999 people unnecessarily go on acid-blocking medication for a lifetime, with the consequence they become osteoporotic, they disrupt their intestinal bacteria, they become more prey to pneumonia and allergies because of the, you know, long-term deleterious effects of these acid blockers. And there are natural ways to treat it. DGL, Endofen is a great soothing agent for the esophagus. We want patients to take more DIM, diindolmethane is helpful for preventing esophageal cancer. Also, EGCG from green tea is a wonderful preventive against esophageal cancer. You'll want to take some more selenium because it's an anti-cancer nutrient. There's a whole program of nutrients that you can take to protect your esophagus. And virtually all my Barrett's esophagus patients are either seeing no progression, or we're seeing a reversion to normal of their cells when they get subsequent endoscopies. So we'd love to get people off the acid-blocking medication because that's not in your long-term interest, particularly as a woman. As you age, you become more prey to osteoporosis. And these medications even have black box warnings that say that you can become magnesium deficient when you take them. So we'd love to get you off if possible. All right, that's all the time that we have for today's program. And I'll remind you that this broadcast is just the tip of the iceberg of the intelligent medicine phenomenon. You can go to drhoffman.com and download additional podcasts. We do three or four every week. And you can become a more informed listener and reader of intelligent medicine facts by going to drhoffman.com, subscribe to our newsletter, check out our store at hoffmancenter.com. And thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.